Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Educational television of many kinds, from courses to documentaries, will soon have a new destination reachable through smart TV sets and devices. OneDream is the place, and President and Chief Executive Officer Paul Salk joins me next. Also ahead, Outlander's comeback, Zumo lands on Apple TV, and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum. Happy June 1st to you and all. Coming to you live from Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. Also on Amazon Music, Verbal, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, simulcast style, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. A beautiful 76-degree day here in the New York metro area. And wherever you are, we welcome you on this first day of June 2021 to the program about TV's current and future. First off, I hope you had a fantastic Memorial Day holiday weekend with the ones you love. I do with my parents in New Jersey. We had a sensational time, everything from walking along the sunshine to getting some Thai food on Sunday night. It was just sensational. So thank you, Mom and Dad. Love you for that. And we're delighted that all of you could be tuned in as well and to have a great time with the ones you love. Wonderful guests coming your way over this hour, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's very simple. Just join the conversation by picking up the phone, raising your voice, and using this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you are catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. We also have our chat room business for you. It's SimonApple04 by name. You find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Just click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk speaker, or TuneIn screen. Follow those instructions, and other people live with you. Paul Salk from Wonder will be live with us from Chantilly, Virginia, outside D.C., after these news notes. Popular star series Outlander will come back early next year. Season 6, which completes filming this week, will consist of 8 episodes, starting with a 90-minute opener. Season 7, consisting of 16 episodes, will go into production as soon as possible in 2022. Zumo became Apple TV's latest attraction earlier today. The multi-channel bundle offers more than 200 channels arranged in 12 genre categories. Over at Apple TV Plus, development is underway on The Big Door Prize, a 10-episode adaptation of M.O. Walsh's novel about the town of Deerfield and the destiny-predicting contraption housed inside a grocery store. Now some quickies. The new name of a combined Warner Media Discovery organization will be, bring your own drum roll here, Warner Brothers Discovery. Let me say that again, Warner Brothers Discovery. We'll see if the shield and the clouds come in for the ride. Sama TV estimates more than 2 million people watched the Friends reunion special Memorial Day weekend on HBO Max. And with 3 days to go, Angel Studios has crowdfunded more than $4.4 million for anime adventure series The Wind Feather Saga. 3 more days to go on that crowdfunding campaign. We'll let you know on Friday how it all turns out. And that is news notes for today. And now joining me live from Chantilly, Virginia, outside Washington, D.C., beautiful place, by the way, is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Wonderium, Paul Salk. Paul, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Simon. I'm pleased to be on your program.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. So what is Wonderium?
Wonderium is a lifelong learning, nonfiction, factual platform that will be, the platform to join if you really are a lifelong learner. It's kind of a complementary to entertainment platform, Simon. So I'll give you one example. So if you would love the Queen's Gambit and you really don't know about how to play chess, you come to us to learn about how to play chess and really understanding appreciate the show Queen's Gambit much better. That's kind of how we think about lifelong learning.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, if you know your history of television, that's how the Learning Channel started, now before it became TLC, where it was lifelong learning, it was courses, it was educational programming, it was lectures, all sorts of things. What gave you the idea to do this kind of a service?
So we have been making the great courses for 30 years. It's online education, but they're courses. And not every lifelong learner wants to learn through courses. They want to learn through documentaries or films or TV or a podcast, different formats. WonderM will be the destination, will be the place where more of these formats are going to be offered. So not just the great courses, not just online learning, but other formats as well.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that you're going to make the transition from Great Courses Plus to WonderM before the end of this month.
That's correct. We're in our final stage of putting this together, Simon, and we're excited to get this launched over the next couple of weeks.
How are you doing in terms of lining up smart TV sets and smart TV devices to carry your service and bring it to people?
Well, we are accessible through all kinds of apps and devices. In terms of dedicated for WonderM, I mean, that's something that we're definitely interested in, but it's not been something that we have executed so far. As WonderM is launched and more folks are interested in seeing this platform, we will take this to the next level.
Mm-hmm. As you're designing the schedule and the programming format of this service, how much of it will be courses? How much of it will be lectures or video discussions? How much of it will be documentary programming? How much of it will be other types of content?
Yeah, it's a great question. So today we have roughly 600 titles or so on the Great Courses Plus. We'll be, under WonderM, we'll be adding roughly 300 titles of documentaries and films and those types of formats. So roughly 900 titles initially when we launch. And then we're talking to a number of brands. We're talking to a number of celebrities where we're going to be making content with. And we'll be adding new content over the months to come. So we're very excited about this. This will be a major change for us, a major change for our customers, and we're very excited about it.
You're hearing Paul Stoke. He is the President and Chief Executive Officer of WonderM, which will be launching on smart TV sets and smart devices before the end of June. He joins us live from Chantilly, Virginia, outside Washington, D.C. this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon, I'm with you up north from where he is. That's New York, where it is 76 degrees, absolutely beautiful, no humidity at the top of the hour. Simon, I'm with you, and again, thank you for joining us on this first day of June 2021, which looks like it's going to be a very big month in terms of television. Among other things, Tribeca Film Festival is back in action in person. We'll be doing screenings all over New York City, including not far from where I am. And also, we'll be doing a lot of television as well as a lot of films. And we hope to have some of the shows and pilots that will be presented there. Hopefully, we'll have the people behind those shows on our program as well before the end of the month. Also, Series Fest takes place in Denver, and a lot of interesting new shows will be making their mark on all sorts of networks between now and June 30th. If you have a question or comment for Paul, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we will have for you, among our guests, the creator and executive producer of the CW's final new series of this season, and it may be their most unique in quite a while. It's called The Republic of Sarah. Check out the concept. It's about a small town that decides we don't like the way things are going in this country, so we're going to form our own country, our own nation, and we're going to have this person named Sarah run it. What would you do if you were Sarah and had a big, tall order like that? Well, Jeffrey Paul King thought of the idea. He is the creator and executive producer of The Republic of Sarah, which debuts on the CW June 12th, and he'll be with us live on Friday. Now, in terms of the time, we can't tell you exactly when. It will either be 3, 3.30, or 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's noon, 12:30, or 1 p.m. Pacific. We are working on some guest possibilities, and that's why we can't tell you exactly the time. So keep tuned to our Facebook and Twitter feed, and we'll let you know as soon as possible, hopefully by end of day tomorrow, first thing Thursday at the latest, when our show is going to go on Friday. But for sure, Jeffrey Paul King from the Republic of Sarah will be on Friday right here exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Paul, how does the Great Courses Plus work right now? Are these courses that are interactive? Are these courses that in some way people can participate in while they're at home?
it's not truly interactive, Simon, but we have courses like learning Spanish, and there will be questions that the professor will be asking, and you need to answer those questions. But you do it at home. You do it in your own comfort of your own environment. So it's not truly interactive. This is something that we plan to do over the years to come, Simon. We're not quite there yet.
Is that something that might be a long-range goal, is to have some sort of interactive education or interactive participation as Wonderim really gets going, if not immediately down the road?
Yeah, we think so, because our content is so good and so in-depth that we could add quizzes. And if you add quizzes to the platform, you make it interactive, and you have a way to check whether people are answering the questions in the right manner, we can see offering certificates for folks. You know, if you answer 9 out of 10 questions right or things like that, we see real opportunities to make an interactive program. So, but this is something a little more complicated, a little more a requirement from a technology perspective to make that happen, and we'll add that we have it on the roadmap for the next couple of years, but we're not quite there yet.
You mentioned before we broke that you would like to get celebrities to be part of the schedule, either as people who lead courses or people who produce porn. But you already have some celebrities now who are doing some of your great courses programming.
Well, the celebrities in terms of professors or are subject matter experts. I mean, we have photographers, we have chefs from the Culinary Institute of America. You know, we have a variety of folks like that. I'm talking more about folks that that have a fairly large following, that are passionate about a certain subject and really like to tell the world about it. You know, those are the type of folks that we think we're going to add to the platform as well.
From what you've been doing with great courses, what are people most interested in terms of the kind of unscripted television you want to do? Are there certain, like health, nature, science, geography, chemistry, world affairs? What is your sense of what the public is interested in that you want with Wonderim to fill a need for?
Well, there are always going to be categories where there is a little higher interest, but our content is very diverse. As I mentioned, we have over 600 titles today. And we have liberal arts content. We have STEM content. We have lifestyle content, photography courses, cooking courses, yoga courses, meditation courses, signs of mindfulness, a variety of different ones. But some categories come to the forefront from time to time. History is a very popular category. We have a lot of titles in history. Science and math are big categories. So, you know, some of them have been around for a while, and some of them have been incredibly popular. Our diversity of content is really incredible, and I'm very, very excited about it.
In terms of the non-course offerings, the documentary programming, what are some of the major titles or major series that people will be able to see when you make the shift from great courses to Wonderim?
So we haven't announced the titles yet, but I'll tell you the brands that we're working with, and we're going to be licensing some content from those folks. Kino Lorber is one of them. Magellan TV is another one. Craftsy, not quite documentaries, but more hobbies and crafts. And then we actually have announced one particular documentary we're very excited about. It's called Breaking Their Silence by Kerry David. It's an award-winning documentary about the women on the front lines of poaching in Africa. It's a very moving and powerful documentary, and we're incredibly excited to have them on our platform. We'll be launching with that documentary from day one over the next couple of weeks.
And you should know that Magellan TV was on our program as a separate service. They've been on our show earlier this year, and they are developing a great track record in terms of the kind of unscripted television they are doing. How did you two get together?
Sometimes these things come out of crazy places. But one of the folks that's working for me is the chief marketing officer, Cale Pritchett. He reached out to them and said, hey, you know, we're looking for some new type of content on our platform, and you have some of that documentary and film. How about working together? And, you know, one thing came to another, and now we have a deal together, and I'm really excited about having them as a partner.
Mm-hmm. Go back to the beginning of Great Courses Plus. What led you to start that service in the first place? Was it something that you encountered at some point in your life? Was it a sense that there was a dearth of that kind of programming on television? What led to that formation?
Well, interestingly enough, we launched the Great Courses Plus a little over 5 years ago now. We really were on a trajectory to have more digital offerings, and we have seen some streaming services before. We did a lot of research, Simon, making sure that we're not going to cannibalize the existing offerings, and it was truly something incremental from a revenue perspective. So we did a test initially in early 2015. The test was successful. We had then some price testing and whatnot, and then we officially launched it early 2016. And it's been incredibly successful. It's growing very, very rapidly, and we see it as our cornerstone of our strategy for years to come. It's such a great experience to be able to consume 600 titles at any time that you like for that monthly, quarterly, or annual price. It's a really affordable service and incredibly exciting to be part of. And I was wondering, as we're expanding the number of formats we're going to be offering, it really will become the, you know, the best platform in our views of lifelong learning. And, it's just incredibly exciting to be part of.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that, in a way, you're going back to some of the roots of television? Because when TV started, for example, you had public television was known as national educational television, and it was basically television courses, educational courses of one kind or another. And, for example, CBS, many people don't know that before Captain Kangaroo, before there was the CBS Morning News or morning show like CBS This Morning, there was Sunrise Semester, where you had to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning and you saw a professor like Floyd Lilly from NYU, New York University, teaching, let's say, 2 weeks on a particular subject.
Yeah, so the OTT platforms really are making inroads, as I'm sure you have talked about in your program on and off. So, you know, Netflix clearly the big leader, and then Disney followed, HBO Max, and a variety of the other platforms. We see ourselves as complementary to the entertainment platforms. And entertainment platforms is really kind of the original television, I guess, now in a very different format, and it's a streaming service. But at the end of the day, that was the type of content that the TV programs offered. We see ourselves as a better PBS, frankly. It's, if you really want nonfiction, factual content, and continue to learn in a fun, interesting, and making your life fuller, become a more well-rounded person, offer new perspectives, have those aha moments, you come to us. So, you know, we think it's a great opportunity to offer that through the OTT platforms and have it as a streaming service available for you anytime, 24 hours a day, however you want to consume it, wherever you want to consume it.
WonDream is a brand new service that will be coming up before the end of this month on smart TV sets and smart devices. We're talking with Paul Soak, the President and Chief Executive Officer of this service, currently known as the Great Courses Plus, and he joins us live from Chantilly, Virginia, outside Washington, D.C. this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. So I'm with you live from New York. Glad to have you with us to kick off your month of June 2021 right here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio. If you have a question or comment for our guest in the remaining minutes with him, make that call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Next Monday on Tomorrow Will Be Televised, among our guests, you'll meet somebody who's doing not one, but two programs on ABC this summer. He is going to be continuing as executive producer of the very popular Outside Golf Challenge from Stephen Curry. That's Holy Moly. And he's also doing the new celebrity version of that all-time classic, The Dating Game, hosted by Zooey Deschanel and Michael Bolton. Charles Wachter is his name. He's doing both shows, and we'll have him live with us. That's next Monday at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. That's Charles Wachter from Celebrity Dating Game and Holy Moly, both on ABC this summer, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. You know, YouTube has become a major repository for all sorts of documentaries. And in the 1950s and 60s, Paul, there was an incredible variety of documentary series and specials. There was Victory at Sea, the Project 21 series, both on NBC. CBS had See It Now, Eyewitness to History, The 20th Century with Walter Cronkite, You Are There, The 21st Century. ABC had Saga of Western Man, the Jacques Cousteau specials, FDR, Winston Churchill with Richard Burton playing Churchill, reading his speeches. Has there been any thought the David Wolper documentaries, both series and specials like Biography and Men in Crisis? Has there been any thought about trying to get those libraries of classic documentary programming that you see tidbits on YouTube and bring them in one place to your service?
Yeah, I mean, our doors are open, Simon. If people want to talk about bringing some of their great content on our platform, we'd love to have that discussion. We, as a company, want to make sure that, you know, the type of content that comes on WonderM fits the brand, and we carefully go through every one of them to make sure that that's the case. You know, it still has to be education, still has to be brand specific, it has to be something that's factual and well researched and things like that. But no, absolutely, the door's open. We'd love to talk to folks about this, and you know, as we believe WonderM will be the brand for lifelong learners, we'd love to be able to offer all of those programs if it makes sense and it fits the brand.
What kind of reaction are you hearing from the independent documentary-making community that might see you as a new place to carry their work?
We were having discussions with a variety of different folks, but the reactions so far have been incredibly positive. You know, as we are able now to kind of broaden the content that we offer and not just have the great course and not just have documentaries, and not just have some content that's produced with celebrities, it's all of the above. And that makes it so exciting because that makes it a diverse offering even more than we have before in terms of titles. This will be a diverse offering in terms of formats, and a lot of different folks are incredibly excited about it and want to join. And hopefully this program, you know, folks that are listening say, oh, gee, I'm really passionate about this particular topic. I want to be joining that platform and tell the world about my particular passion. So, yeah, doors are open. We'd love to have discussion with everybody.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing in terms of how is this services support? Is it subscription? Is it advertised support? Is it a mix? What are you looking at?
There's no advertising, Simon. It's a subscription service. We charge today for the Great Courses Plus. $20 a month, $15 a quarter, equivalent per month, $12.50 per month if you sign up for a year. We're not going to change the price for WonderM. So you're going to get all those new titles, all those 300-plus titles, and more to be added later this year for the same price that you paid for the Great Courses Plus. We're not increasing the price for the program. So you're getting a whole lot more for the same price.
Would you be interested if an advertiser came and said, we would like to underwrite a series or underwrite a documentary special?
Yeah, we're open for that. So what we don't want to do is interfere in the experience for the customer. But if certain folks want to underwrite it and help us, I think that would absolutely make a lot of sense, and we'd love to have that discussion. We just want to make sure we preserve the experience for the customer to make it as seamless as possible and not have too much interference in what they're already enjoying as much as they do.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see this service going in 5 years, by mid-decade? What kind of impact do you hope it has on the TV world in general, on viewers in general, and on the whole idiom of educational unscripted documentary programming?
Well, I think that the opportunity to have a platform for lifelong learners where they know they can learn, where they know they're getting the facts, where they know they can experience this in a seamless way anywhere they want it, it's something that we can offer on a global basis. And I think that will be the opportunity, not just in this country, but on a global basis, including making content in different countries and bringing it to America. So I think it will become more of a global product that will be exciting for folks to consume. You know, as you know, Simon, the news is not always easy to follow because it's become so polarized. So actually knowing what the facts are and actually learning what the facts are, I think they'll become more and more prevalent over time. And we're hoping that our service will be the answer that you're looking for and really learn from our service, you know, what you're really interested in. What's the type of diversity of content that we have? I think we're going to be the best platform out there.
The name of the service is Wondrium, and it will be premiering on smart TV sets and smart TV devices before the end of this month. In the meantime, it is now known as the Great Courses Plus, and that's the website where you can find more information about the service and Wondrium as well. So here's where you go online, the Great Courses Plus, that's all one phrase, thegreatcoursesplus.com. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com, and again, you'll find a lot of interesting advanced material about Wondrium and its upcoming programming schedule, which will be, again, presented on smart TV sets and smart devices before the end of this month. We will let you know, by the way, when that transition takes place, and if there is a change in the website name, we'll also give that to you on an upcoming episode. Paul Soak, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Wondrium, thank you again for joining us. Good luck with this new venture, and I have a hunch we will be hearing from more of you sooner than later. But we appreciate you coming aboard.
Well, thank you, Simon. It was a pleasure being part of your program, and all the success with your program. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Paul, and all the success with your service. It should be a great one. Take care.
All right. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Paul Soak from Wondrium joining us live from Chantilly, Virginia, outside Washington, D.C. More tomorrow to televise coming away, but first some words from our fine sponsor, Audible.com. Remember the movie Mildred Pierce, Joan Crawford, Anne Blythe, Working Mother, Crazy Daughter, and the relationship they have? Well, if you like that kind of drama, well, Nora Roberts has a brand new audiobook for you called Legacy. It is about a unique mother-daughter tale, and it gets creepy at times. And you can enjoy it from the comfort of your own home if you make that your book you hear on a trial run with Audible.com. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, also Amazon Music, Verbal, iHeartRadio, etc. All you got to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. It's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook, 1 month trial of the service, great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com, and for a limited time only, health and wellness information. And that's not all. If you're already an Amazon Prime member, you get two audiobooks to listen over the course of your 1 month, including a book from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. We are talking original audio productions and podcast series, plus the best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man performances. Can't beat that. So how about giving Audible.com a try and hearing for yourself how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world? You haven't heard, it makes a great gift for you or anyone you love. Even though Memorial Day weekend has passed, it's still a great, great time to let somebody in on a wonderful gift that lasts a lifetime. For all the details, it's audibletrial.com/televised. This is Tomorrow Be Televised. We are the program all about the two, current and future. We're here usually Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker and Tuner Radio. We're also presented on Amazon Music, Verbal, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, plus iTunes and Apple TV. Again, coming up on our next episode Friday afternoon, we will feature Jeffrey Paul King, the creator and executive producer of the brand new CW series, The Republic of Sarah, that premieres on June 12th. Again, we don't know at this point what the time will be. It will either be 3:30 or 4 p.m. Eastern, noon, 12:30, 1 p.m. Pacific. Keep tuned to our Facebook and Twitter feeds, and we'll let you know who else will be on the program and when the program will start. We hope to get all settled by this time tomorrow afternoon or first thing Thursday morning at the latest. And again, coming up on our next Monday show, that'll be next Monday, week from yesterday. We will have from the new ABC series, Celebrity Dating Game, and the current ABC series now in season 3, Holy Moly, executive producer Charles Wachter. Remember, you can always check out our programming at blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. So if you missed out on any of our episodes this past month or earlier this year, that's where you go anytime you like. When we come back, classic trivia question and a comment about something very special that happened last night and something that didn't too. All that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are listening to the best internet radio in the galaxy, www.blogtalkradio.com, Spreaker.com, and TuneIn.com. All together, they reach over 60 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget that BTR is your home for the Independent Music Showcase, and it comes your way tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, the Independent Music Showcase right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, that's BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Be Televised, our first episode for this June 2021. June 1st to be exact. Simon Avalon with you live from New York, 76 degrees at the top of the hour. Time now for our classic trivia question of the week. Let's see if we can start this month off with a winner. We haven't had one in more than a month, so let's see if we can do it. And again, we've raised the question. And the person with the correct answer, we got three prizes for you. Two of them are soundtracks of Babylon 5 with the music by the series composer Christopher Frank. And the other prize is season one of the award-winning series Departures. It was on Outdoor Life Network when it was around and also premiered on Nat Geographic channels around the world. Here's the question. Name one of two television series starring the one and the only Gene Kelly. Name one of two television series starring Gene Kelly. Let's give you a clue. The first show he did was in the 1960s. It was based on a 1940s Oscar-winning film that had a hit song called Swingin' on a Star. And in the 1970s, he was on a one-season-long variety series. So we want to know what was the title of one of those shows or the other. Name either of the two TV series hosted by or starring Gene Kelly. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, when you send the email, don't forget to include your name and your mailing address. So if you win, we get the prize out to you as soon as possible. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, play in, so do so, and all the very best. If we have a moment, we will give you the question one more time before we sign off. And now a special comment. There's a great Memorial Day, a great day of honoring the men and women who made the supreme sacrifice so we could have the nation, the world we want. Also, a great day to pay homage to the men and women who are getting us through this pandemic. We are licking it, and we're licking it to kingdom come, thanks to the doctors, the nurses, the frontline personnel, the emergency medical technicians, the fire folks, the first responders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it was a great day if you love sports. There was NBA action. It was a marvelous NCAA college basketball game. Kudos, not college basketball, college lacrosse game, the NCAA lacrosse championship. Maryland, Virginia, two of the great rivals, like North Carolina Duke and college basketball. Great rivalry, marvelous game on ESPN yesterday afternoon. Had everything you wanted, teams going back and forth. Came down in the final 15 seconds, an amazing, amazing game. Both teams should be proud of their players and their coaches. And I think they gave the ESPN audience watching a terrific time. It was a wonderful, homage to the kind of game lacrosse is. And I can't help but see that game being a springboard for more people interested in the game, both on the college level and on the professional level. And last night, Memorial Day night, was also a very special time because it was the 100th anniversary of a dark time in this nation's history. It was what they call the Tulsa Massacre, the massacre of an area known as Black Wall Street. It was a time when African Americans were making it in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in all different walks of life, in an area known as Black Wall Street. In fact, it is the subject of an upcoming miniseries or series that one of the TV networks or sort of like Netflix is doing. Last night, both CNN and CBS had documentary specials about Black Wall Street and about the Tulsa Massacre. I saw the CNN one. It was very well done. Terrific animation sequences, good, interesting commentary, analysis, It was very even-handed. I thought it was a really terrific special, one of the best things CNN has done in a long, long, long time. I did not see the CBS special. It was done by Gail King, co-host of CBS This Morning, and I heard it was quite good. One thing that did not show up on television last night was a planned celebration dealing with the Black Wall Street Tulsa massacre that would have featured John Legend, other celebrities and personalities paying tribute to the people who were part of that movement and the people who survived and the descendants of the survivors of that situation, which took so many lives and really burned so many minority-owned businesses at that time to a crisp on that May 31st, 100 years ago. The shame of it is that it was supposed to happen last night, this celebration with John Legend and crew. I think it would have been a fantastic moment for television. And it didn't happen because, as CBS This Morning Saturday reported, an attorney for the survivors and descendants, I don't know who, which people, but an attorney came in and basically said, we don't want you to take this ceremony on. We don't want you to do this unless you meet our new demands. New demands basically reparations, payment fees, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And unfortunately, the organizer of that celebration said, nope, can't do it. We'd rather cancel, and they did. I'm really, really sad to see that happen. Really, really sad. I was looking forward to that event. I had heard about that event beforehand. I'm really sorry that that some selfish people, or at least an attorney that seemed to be very selfish, screwed it up for the nation and maybe the world to really know about this very untold story of American history and to maybe reflect on what happened and to make sure that it doesn't happen again. So I'm sorry that the organizers did not get their way. And again, I'm really sorry that what seemed to be a very selfish attorney or a very selfish group of people spoiled that for so many more who I think would have benefited from getting this celebration and participating in it either in person in Tulsa or at home. And I think it would have done so much for all of us to remember that that kind of situation, the tearing down of a promising enterprise can happen. And it can happen without our knowledge. And it's time to make sure that something like that does not happen again. So I want to congratulate, again, CNN and CBS for their specials, other people for their reporting on the nightly newscast and elsewhere. And again, I'm sorry that memorial event for the Black Wall Street situation did not take place last night. Maybe down the road it will. And if so, that the organizers don't meet up with some very selfish people who really spoiled it for all of us. Hopefully that will not happen again. And again, congratulations to everyone who did a special coverage of the 100-year remembrance of Black Wall Street and the Tulsa Massacre. And I'm looking forward to that. And by the way, we'll keep you posted on the Black Wall Street drama project and who's doing it. And as soon as we learn more about when it will premiere, we'll let you know. And we'll also try to get the producers or the creators of that series on our program. Well, that will do it for today's edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. Before we go again, let's give you – oh, two more things before we go. First, let's give you the classic trivia question again. Name one of two TV series starring Gene Kelly. One was a 1940s movie adaptation. It was an Oscar-winning movie, by the way. Swing on a Star was a song that was in that movie. And the other was a variety series that Gene Kelly hosted and participated in. So if you know the answer of either series, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if we don't get an answer by the end of today, we'll post the question again on Facebook and on Twitter. And secondly, for those of you that have been waiting for our long-promised interview with Oscar-nominated Emmy Award-winning composer John Debney, we are still working on it. He was supposed to be on our show last month. What happened was that Debney got the assignment to do the new Home Alone movie. He was supposed to have a screening of it the morning of our show. Unfortunately, got pushed back until into our time, and unfortunately, conflicted with our time period. We are trying to get him on one of our episodes this month, and we hope to do so before the end of June. We'll keep you posted. I understand John is a terrific guest. He's one of the best TV composers and film composers around, and As I mentioned, he received several Emmy Awards for his work, and he also was Oscar-nominated for The Passion of the Christ, the Mel Gibson-directed movie with Jen Cavazel playing Jesus Christ. So we'll keep you posted on John Debney. We hope to have him on very, very soon this month. Don't forget, Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, among our guests, Jeffrey Paul King of The Republic of Sarah, coming to CW on June 12th. He's the creator executive producer of the show. And coming up next Monday, Charles Wachter of Celebrity Dating Game and Holy Moly, Holy Moly new season, Celebrity Dating Game new series. He's the executive producer on both, and they're both premiering new season, new series on ABC later this month as part of their annual Summer Fun and Games lineup. Charles Wachter, next Monday on Tomorrow Be Televised. And don't forget, Friday, we don't know yet what time we're going to be on, but we will be either 3, 3.30, or 4 o'clock Eastern. That's noon, 12.30, 1 p.m. Pacific. Stay in touch on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and we'll give you all details on those feeds. If you came in late on today's program and you want to catch up an episode you missed, we make it very simple. Go to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget to check out our podcast. They're available 24/7 all the time at iTunes, Apple TV, Speaker Podcast, TuneIn.com, Amazon Music, Verbal, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. As always, we'd love to hear from you. What do you think about Wondrium? What do you think about smart TV sets and devices and all the new programming services that are coming your way through them? And what's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going generally? We'd like to hear, and we do respond to you. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Enclose your name and where you're from. And don't forget, you can also follow me on Facebook at Simon Applebaum, at LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, and on Twitter at UBC Simon WBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. However you get in touch with us, we respond in kind, and we do so ASAP. Why? Because, as always, what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate at BTR is Mandolin. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Soderberg, head of content. The co-founders of this enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you by Audible.com, an Amazon division. Remember, Audible has transformed the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and much more, it's audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your week. Again, we thank you for hopefully having a fantastic Memorial Day weekend, for remembering the people who made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can have the nation of the world we want, and for also remembering all the people that are getting us through this pandemic where we are licking it to kingdom come. Have a wonderful rest of your week. We are back on Friday either at 3 p.m. Eastern, 3:30, or 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's noon, 12:30, 1 p.m. Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, Verbal, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to now and then, please make it the safest way you can and make it great. And as always, let's lick this pandemic. It's happening now and forever. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.